on the next episode with Antonio. Thank you, KeysForKids.org, for this daily devotional. God's Treasure Box. Read 1 Peter 2, verse 9 through 10. Grace took her treasure box out from under the bed and opened it to look over the contents side. She took a couple of items out and inspected them. A special note from Grandma. A ballet's ticker stub. A birthstone ring. A picture book. She smiled as she returned them to her box. She often did this before going to bed, and seeing her treasures brought memories and memories that gave her happy, warming feelings. One morning, Grace's little sister greeted her eagerly. "I had a dream last night," said Everly. "It was about a big treasure box. It was way bigger than yours, and lots prettier, too. It sparkled all over, and it was as tall as the sky." Grace grinned at Everly. "What was in the box?" "I don't know," said Everly. "I really couldn't see anything inside it."
"Well, who do you know think would own such a big fancy box?" Grace asked. "A king or the president?"
"I know who," exclaimed Everly. "God could have a box like that."
Grace grinned.
"If God has a treasure box, what would he put in it? Rainbows, maybe, or even oceans? How about mountains or gold?"
Everly nodded, but no answer seemed quite right to Grace.
"Let's think about it today," Mom suggested. "Let's see who can come up with an even better answer."
"Okay," said Grace, but her day was busy, and she soon forgot all about it. When Grace got home from school, Everly was waiting for her.
"I know what God would put in his treasure box," she said, bouncing up and down. "I know the answer."
"You do?" asked Grace.
"How do you know?"
"Ah, oh, Mom told you, didn't she?"
Grace turned to her mother.
"What is it, Mom? Tell me too."
Mom smiled at her.
"Go look up Deuteronomy 7:6," she said. "Maybe that will help you figure it out."
When Grace looked up the verse in her Bible, she saw the answer to the question. "People," she thought. "God would put the people he saved in his treasure box." Grace smiled. She knew she was part of God's treasure. "God's people are his treasure." Key verse. "The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure." Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Are you part of God's treasure? Maybe you didn't know God has treasure, but he does. In today's key verse, he calls his chosen people his treasure. Today, that means anyone who has trusted Jesus as their Savior is his treasure too. Are you included in that group? If not, put your trust in Jesus, who died for your sins so you could be saved, and becomes God's treasures today.